Okay, so I want to drive home a point that I started talking about 2 days ago, I think. And that is, as I said, in the many of the halachot in Bahar, their net effect is to help the poor, even though that's clearly not the only point of them, right? The laws of Shemitah and Yovel are focused more theologically, at least as it's presented in Bahar, than it is about helping the poor. But the net effect clearly is partially, at least, to help the poor. And I noted that in passing, that the Torah actually never says explicitly that one should give what in English would be called charity. It just never does, right? The two main psukim in the Torah from which we derive the mitzvah of tzedakah, one is in our parsha, which, as we already noted, is not really about charity at all. It's about
lending,
right? Ve'achzaktabo, and even the main psukim, which are in Devarim, what? We'll come to that in a second, right? What? Now, the Ma'aser Ani is a little bit of an exception in that regard, but we'll now the main psukim in Devarim as well focus on of lending money. One second. I feel like I missed it here. The pasuk there when it says the isurim that Chazal list of withholding tzedakah, lo tikvot, lo ta'ameitz, et yadcha, right? What is the context there as well? Haveit ta'avitenu, right? Don't close your hand, but instead, what should you do? Haveit ta'avitenu. What's haveit ta'avitenu?
Give him a loan.
No, give him a loan, right? Give him a loan, right? And indeed, even when the Rambam, that's the Siddur HaRambam. That's not what I wanted, right?
Close.
What?
Close.
Yes,
again.
Of course.
I wanted the Mishnah Torah,
not the Siddur HaRambam.
Exactly. Right? What? I have no idea. It'd be very impressive. So the Rambam in Malvelove, right, when he discusses the mitzvah to lend money, he writes, I don't know, they're turning off the lights, I don't know. So he says, right, mitzvah asei lahalvot la'ani Yisrael, sh'ne'emar, im kesef talved ami et ani imach, yachol reshut, talmud lomar haveit ta'avitenu. Right? Right? No, so, haveit ta'avitenu. So the second pasuk that he quotes, in terms of the mitzvah to lend money, is from Parshat Re'eh. And again, now these are the main psukim that Chazal use for tzedakah. I'll read them to you in context. Right? Ki yev evyon me'achar achecha b'achad sharecha b'artzecha sharen alecha noten lach lo tametz et levavcha v'lo tikvotz et yadcha me'achicha evyon. Hey, when you have a poor person, right, don't close your hand to him. Don't close your heart to him. And then in Chazal, the next thing is give him tzedakah. But in the psukim, it's tifatoch tiftach et yadcha lo, open your hand to him, and we're all expecting, and give him a handout, and it is v'haveit ta'avitenu zei machzaro, right? And give him a loan, asher yachzar lo. And how do I know that it's only about now in pshat? How do I know it's only about loans and not about tzedakah? It was on top because the next pasuk is. He shamer lecha. This will tie back to our parsha. He shamer lecha pen yed davarm levcha gliyal lemor kavash nashavash lani shmitah. Because I don't want that when shmita is coming that you won't give to him. But that has nothing to do with charity because it doesn't matter. Charity, you're never going to get back. Meaning, in the two main parshiot that Chazal point to for tzedakah, Bahar and really Re'eh, what everyone points to is v'achzaktabo, support him. Right? Is about charity. It's not about charity.
right? In the English sense of the word, it's about lending money. Now, Chazal derive, in addition to that, tzedakah, right? And maybe even primarily what we call tzedakah, charity, right? But again, in the original, in the pshat, that's not what it is. And as I said, it's not like this is a pshat, this is not a pshat drash distinction, right? As I just pointed out from the Rambam, right? The Rambam indeed quotes this pasuk as the source for the mitzvah to lend money, right? Now, he also quotes this pasuk for the mitzvah to give tzedakah, right? Following Chazal. But it's not like there's, you know, pshat is lend money, you know, Chazal is give tzedakah, right? Pshat is lend money, primarily maybe hidden in there is charity. And in Chazal, it's focus on charity, but there's also halacha that you have to lend money. So this is not like, there's not even a pshat, right? I'm not like making a Rashbam, like pshat drash distinction here. I'm pointing out that in the psukim, the focus is lending, even if you could then read in charity. Right, but in Chazal, even where the focus is charity, they still maintain that lending is part of the mitzvah lehalacha. Right, so these psukim. So now there's two sort of things you have to deal with. Right, one is, does the Torah ever explicitly talk about charity at all? And the answer to that is
yes.
No, not really. Right. So right, there are several mitzvot you might point to, right? So, right, you have matnot aniyim, which are fundamentally agricultural laws, right? Meaning, again, they're the net effect of them being to the poor, but they're not quite charity in the classic sense of the word, right? But they are, right? I mean, those are clearly money to the poor, but not, and I'll make a distinction, they are money to the poor, they're not handouts, right? Meaning, the difference being, they have to come to you, they have to do work. Right? I mean, there is, right, they do have to collect it, right? I mean, clearly you're leaving this for them, but it's not a pure handout, right? Right? It's not a pure handout. And as I heard, right, and, you know, at some level, right, they're also like, you know, like they're doing the end of your field work, right? They're like, whatever's left over, right? You know, like you would go back and clean up the last sheaves, right? So instead, you're letting the poor do that, and like, it benefits you, it benefits them, right? I mean, it is charity in the sense that it goes to the poor, but it's not a handout in the sense they don't have to come to you and beg and you give it to them, right? Maaser ani is the exception, which is again primarily in agricultural law. How do I know? Right, because only two times every 6 years, and it comes to replace Maaser, right? Maaser sheni, which you bring to Yerushalayim, meaning yes, you give it to the poor, but it's not like, right? That is the closest we have to a direct handout, but even there, it's an agricultural law. Right, and it's in the context of you have to take 10%, you know, an extra 10% after Maaser Rishon every year, of which 4 times out of 6 years goes to you, and 2 times out of 6, right, goes to the ani. So that is charity, right? But again, it's not like there is no sort of like consistent halacha, explicit pasuk where the main point of it is give charity. Right? Now, this is something I worked on when I was teaching Riddis. But why is this true? Right? So let's. Assuming that lahalacha there is charity, obviously, right? We do believe, right? We do trust Chazal, but why is it that the psukim would be so focused on lending money, and even all the handouts that we have are, you know, framed in agricultural laws and not in the context of handouts, right? Why is that?
I mean, you could say
aren't
a
value.
It's not that.
What?
It's not that
what?
Deal.
What?
It's not that deal. You could say.
Good. So I think there's two parts to it, right? One is simply that the Torah is talking about an agricultural society in which, right, I mean, people don't really need money, right? I mean, it's not primarily a money society, it's primarily an agricultural society, and therefore, the way, to the extent that we have handouts, they're not in money, right? They're in allow people to take produce, right? I mean, think about it, right? All the times we tell you to take care of the poor, it's let them come to your meal on Yom Tov, right? Don't forget that, like, it's join you in your eating. Like, it's not like you give them money, they can go buy. That's not really the nature of the economy. Right? It's not so helpful, right? It may be true, but it's just not how it manifests itself in a primarily agricultural society, right? And even Maaser Ani is giving them produce, right? That's the whole Machlokes HaPoskim, right? How is Maaser Kesafim to Aniyim? Is that possibly Daraisa or not, because the original is only agricultural? Right, and the Rov Poskim is only a minog.
Wouldn't it also be the Daraisa in the third and sixth year?
Yes, but at any rate, Rov Poskim Poskim is only a minog. Right, so part of it is just agricultural. But part of, and then part of it is, and this is something that Chazal really do develop, and the Rambam develops extensively, is that it's not ideal. Right? According to Chazal, what is the ideal way of giving tzedakah?
Get it on his back on his feet.
Giving a job. Right? What's the second one after giving him a job?
Lending
him money. Right? Why? So two reasons.
Why doesn't Torah say to give him a job then? Torah doesn't give him money.
Right, so it's, where Chazal get that from? I mean, that seems to be obvious, but that's not staka at all, right? That's bechal not staka, right? Employing someone is not staka, right? It's chesed, exactly. Meaning, I don't think it's under this category. It's the highest level because it gets that, right? Chazal assume that that's the highest level, and then loan. Why? For two reasons, right? Right. Now, and if you look through the Rishonim and the Gemara and Ksubos, and if you look at the Beis Yosef, will bring both reasons. What are the two main reasons, very quickly? Why is lending money and giving someone a job preferable to handouts, such that it would make sense that the Torah would focus on, right, lending and not charity?
The more long-term solution.
Yeah,
it's a long-term solution. Good, it's a long-term solution, and
also, I think it makes them still feel
correct,
and dependent upon you.
Yeah, and it gives them dignity, yeah. Right? And therefore, even when we do have handouts, back to Bahar, what is the closest we have to a straight-out handout besides from Isani? Shemitah.
Right,
that we allow post facto a loan to turn in to charity, right? Mm-hmm. But what's the difference psychologically between those two?
Even if like you took from someone,
right? Meaning when you gave it to him, it wasn't a handout. You gave it to him to try to get him back on his feet. If it didn't work, what does Shemitah do?
Give him an out card.
Yeah, it prevents him from falling too much into debt. Right at the end, but the experience of taking the money wasn't one of gift. It's that we prevent you from falling into debt. What's the other way that we prevent you from turning into debt? Also in this week's parsha, we prevent you from charging ribbis. Right, that's the other halacha. That's the context. Right, is what do we do? And again, this makes sense in the Torah's theology. Is that our ideal is to give you a long-term solution. That means give you a job or give you a loan to help you get back in your feet. But we don't want you to become poor. So if we have to, we'll give you a handout. But we can prevent it. What will we do? We set up two protective measures to make sure that loans have a better chance of getting on your feet and don't run the risk of driving you more into poverty. And what is that? One is prevent you from charging interest, which is what really drives you into poverty. And the second is that if push comes to shove, it didn't get you up in your feet, then we have Shemitah, which wipes away the loan. And then our last gap, the last stopgap is Yovel, is that even if that didn't work and you it got so bad that you had to sell your land, then every 50 years we return the land to you, Yovel. Right? But all the laws of tzedakah and the Torah are oriented at preferring solutions which will allow the poor person to maintain his dignity, give long-term solutions, and then the Torah says, if it doesn't work, so sure, then we'll revert to the equivalent of handouts, Shemitah and Yovel, right? Meaning, which again have theological implications anyways, but even on the level of the poor person, sure, that'll prevent them from falling into poverty, right, to abject poverty, but still, the reason I think that the Torah focuses on loans, right, and the mitzvah of lending, which again, even the halacha, the Rambam writes, is a greater mitzvah than handouts, is it because we prefer long-term solutions and allowing the poor person to maintain his dignity, right? Of course, we care about them also, which is why Chazal talked about the mitzvah of charity, because if none of this works, we don't want them to starve to death. But I think the reason in Pshat the focus is on lending and we have to derive charity from it is because at its core theological level, right, that's the preference of the Torah. Okay.
Right. Which greatly disincentivizes lending.
What?
It greatly disincentivizes me to lend to someone else. So the halacha is the Torah.
Correct. Because you understand, right? That's why, in a sense, it is charity. Why is it tzedakah to lend someone money? Right? Why is it a derivative of the mitzvah of tzedakah?
Right. It's a weak lend. It's like,
right? Because it's lending in a way that I actually lose out because I'm not getting anything back. I mean, it clearly is.
Probability is you're going to make a loss on your loan.
I mean, you're definitely going to make a loss. Not a probability. Yeah. You're definitely going to make a loss.
Break even.
Right, no. At best, you lose.
If what? Why? The guy pays it back to fall.
After time, you lost, right? The time value of money.
Time inflation.
Right? Right? Not just inflation, the lost capital. Right? Meaning, at best, you don't lose out technically on a dollar amount, but you lose out the time value capital.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
At worst, you have to wipe it away after 7 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why, yes, it is a function of tzedakah.
Yeah.
Right? But it's less of an indignity to give people a loan than it is to give them a straight-out handout. But yes, this is why clearly it's from the Parshiyot of Tzedakah, why Chazal can interchange them. And right, meaning, I'm not claiming, right, I'm not claiming that, like I said, that there's a strict pshat drash distinction. What I'm claiming is that the reason that the emphasis in pshat is on lending, and that Chazal derive charity from it, is because that's the ideal, which is maintained l'halacha.
I do hear what you were saying yesterday, that if you can use haruma to get out of paying, you know, ribis to a big, you know, like a major company, you know, massive, investment in a company, it's very different than, you know.
Correct. Right, and again, I think that's important to remember. And this is why I spent a lot of time on it, because I was teaching ribis, and I wanted to frame those issues. Okay.